Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Tonight's post-fight press conference. A question just came off 20 years on the road. It is sweating through its shirt. It has done the work. It has smiled at every Christmas table. It has poured every glass. And I am shoving this microphone directly into its face and demanding a statement. One question. There are 15 wisdom traditions. Somebody answer before the ice sculpture melts.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a sibling hold a grudge for 20 years and still get to be the fun one at Christmas? Now flip it. Can the fun one at Christmas hold a grudge for 20 years? And if the answer is obviously yes, what does that tell you about what fun is actually doing at that table? Because the inverted version lands differently. It stops being a question about permission and starts being a question about cover. Judaism doesn't ask whether the grudge is justified. It asks who's been making the bed for the guest who never leaves. 20 years, and that resentment knows your children's names. It has opinions about the soup. You didn't invite it to stay, you just kept setting its place. Which is a very specific indictment, because now we're not talking about your sibling anymore.
Stoicism would say correct and also irrelevant to tonight's dinner. Your sibling's inner column is not your jurisdiction. The column that is yours, how you sit across from them for 3 hours this December, that one is still open. Stoics are annoyingly useful when you don't want to be useful.
Absurdism is where I kept stalling out, though. It says the grudge is exactly what makes the laughter real. Not in spite of the weight, because of it. Paper crown slightly crooked, passing the potatoes, holding both things fully without resolving them into something cleaner. That's either the most honest take in the room or a very sophisticated way to avoid therapy.
Sufism pulls back the curtain on the cost to everyone else. It says yes, they can be luminous, first to start the song, but the wound is a door they keep locked, and locking it is its own kind of devotion. Then it asks the question you actually brought. Does the fun one's laughter cost you something? Some small erasure? Every December? Do you leave wondering which version of them is real? That's the one that lands in the sternum on the drive home.
The pop culture oracle went full office talking head on this. Someone in a fluorescent lit conference room, direct to camera. I put the grudge in the jello. Nobody noticed. That's the thing. The stapler is still in there. Someone still has to eat it. The family still laughs. It's a broken metaphor that somehow perfectly describes every Christmas table I have ever sat at. Hinduism's image is the one I can't shake. A bowstring held for 20 years, still taut, still warm from being held so long, it's convinced itself it's you. The grudge and the archer. Tomorrow, someone asks a different question, and we'll see which of these 15 voices shows up at that table.
The press conference is over. The question gave its statement. Sweaty, contradictory, holding a paper crown and a 20-year-old injury, and somehow still the most entertaining person in the room. That's the statement. No further questions. Support the free daily show at thegodshow.us. Subscribe, share it, send us yours. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. That bowstring is still drawn. Nobody put it down tonight. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.